The holidays are here, and do you want to know the secret to a joyful holiday season? Touch, emotional connection, and yes, sex can be an amazing stress reliever. So I talked to 4 sex experts who, along with me, give their best sex advice to help you turn the holidays into a time where you and your partner are leaning into each other. And please make sure to stick around to the end because there's some excellent advice. Hi, I'm Dr. Trina Reed, sexologist, and thank you for subscribing to the Pursuit of Pleasure podcast, where we do a deep dive into what makes women in long-term relationships excited to have sex. Please check out my free 5 Pleasure Secrets of Satisfied Couples handbooks. The link will be in the description. There is nothing that can flatline a libido faster than the crushing stress and anxiety of the holidays. Do you remember the movie Shrek where Donkey says, "My mama used to always say, Christmas ain't Christmas till somebody cries."
My mama used to always say, "Christmas ain't Christmas till somebody cries."
You know, with all the great things the holidays bring, it can also mean a lot of extra work where we're stretched thin and stressed out. So here is some excellent advice from me and 4 other sexperts for you and your partner to stay connected during the stressful holiday season. Susan, what is your best advice to stay intimate over the stressful holiday season?
My favorite thing during the holiday season is to take some time to be held and to hold each other in your arms. I have a technique I call the sexual soulmate embrace. And what I love about it is that too often we rush to intercourse, we rush to sex. And instead, taking that languid time to really get into each other's arms and to relax and not let go, but to hold each other closer, to squeeze and hold and run each other's hands over each other's bodies. I think when we do that, it slows everything way down and lets our hearts connect, our breath syncopate, look in each other's eyes, and to finally just really relax, because it's in relaxation that arousal can climb. So holding and being held as much as possible.
Kevin, tell me, what is your best advice to stay intimate over the stressful holiday season?
My best advice to stay intimate over the stressful holiday season is you have to make it a priority. The problem is the holidays get really stressful. They get really busy. You got a million things to do. You might be traveling. You got to go get all the things on your list. You got to prepare to have guests, or whatever it is. Like, there's a lot happening and the holidays get stressful. And so things like your sex life can fall by the wayside. And the biggest thing is just don't let that happen. Make sure that you have some time scheduled. And, you know, I did a video a couple of years ago with my wife about, you know, how to keep the holidays sexy. And we talked about that. Like, there really is no excuse for not making sure that you're connecting physically during the holidays. And we said, even if you're like staying at your in-laws, you can find ways to have a little connection, sexy time. It's probably going to be shorter. It's probably going to be quieter. You're not going to be screaming, rolling multiple orgasms, but just that act of still taking a little bit of time to connect will go a long way towards, one, keeping you connected, but two, also mitigating all of that stress that you've been experiencing during the holiday. So I don't think that you necessarily have to do anything crazy. It's not like a whole other thing you got to plan for in your already busy holiday season. If you really want to stay intimate, just set aside some time and connect in whatever way you can, even if it's not the full way that you would normally be connecting sexually. Anything is better than nothing.
Amy, what is your best advice to stay intimate over these stressful holiday season?
My best advice for staying intimate over the stressful holiday season is to choose connection over perfection and lean in on pleasure as a stress reliever. This is something that I share all the time, but stress increases cortisol inside your body. And guess what a natural reliever to reduce cortisol is? oxytocin, and all of the incredible neurochemicals that are released during orgasm. And let's be honest, we experience a lot of stress over the holidays, especially as moms, because we are trying to create magic. We are trying to do everything for everybody, presents and shopping and in-laws and meals and all of these different things. And it can get very overwhelming, not to mention the flurry of emails that you start to get of this performance and this end of year celebration and all of this. And all of a sudden, every single day is full of something. So it's supernatural for stress to increase at that time. But pleasure, sex, laughter, orgasms, they all boost that oxytocin. And so one thing that I recommend with you and your partner is just make sure you take a minute every day just to check in with each other. How are you doing? What do you need? And partners who are very attuned to each other, I think, can naturally tell when one partner is starting to get overwhelmed. I know my husband can see it in me, and I can certainly see it in him. So if you see your partner starting to reach that point when they get the crazy look in their eyes, I came home once from a cookie decorating party and I canceled Christmas for my 2, 5, and 7-year-olds just because it had been so loud. I'm not kidding. I canceled Christmas. I was like, Christmas is canceled, because I was so stressed out. And James did something beautiful. He looked at me. He said, go upstairs. Go relax. I've got them for the rest of the day. You're fine. And I needed that because I was literally about to lose my mind. So, and then also remember that the point of the holidays is to be together. And remember that the partner that you're with, like, exchange little looks back and forth. Remember that you're in this together. It does not have to be against each other. When you're tackling it all as a team, then it's going to make so many things easier. And don't forget to say no. We want to say yes to every single thing, and saying no, no is a complete sentence. You can say no. You don't have to explain everything, and you can just say, no, I can't do this right now. I have too many things on my plate. And then last but not least, don't forget to lean into pleasure. When you are so stressed out, when the mother-in-law starts criticizing things, when all these things are happening, there's a natural tendency, I think, to disconnect from your partner. And that's the most important time to lean in. So whether it's just a really long hug in the kitchen while you breathe, because that'll boost the oxytocin naturally, or if all you can get is a quickie in the shower because everybody is downstairs, you know, doing all of that, all of those things will help you have those shared looks across the table over your coffee. And that is a reminder that you guys are in this together, and the holidays are a time of joy. So that is my best advice for surviving the holidays.
Dr. Mintz, what is your best advice to stay intimate over these stressful holiday seasons?
My best advice to stay intimate over stressful holiday seasons is give yourself and each other grace and communicate about it. You know, just like I tell brand new parents, don't expect your sex life to be the same as it was before you brought the infant home. I want to tell everybody, don't expect your sex life to be the same with holiday chaos, with relatives you might not like, you know, or that all the cooking and the chores in your home or in your environment. But talk about it, communicate about it, share with each other things like, you know, I can't keep our weekly sex date this week because I'm too stressed about the holidays. So communicate, give each other support, give each other grace, and know that these holidays will pass. And if you communicate and give each other grace during this stressful period, you'll be waiting for each other with open arms on the other end.
So my best advice for staying close during the holiday season is to make repair attempts often. So a repair attempt is used when one or both partners recognize that a conversation is going south and do or say something to get it back on track.
So let's say you've had a really stressful day with holiday shopping, organizing your kids' school concerts, or the thousand other things that need to get done. You come home and your partner says something that puts you on edge and you snap back at them. So now both of you are mad and you both can feel a fight brewing. So instead of letting this fight simmer, you nip this potential fight in the bud with a repair attempt, a hug, an inside joke, getting your partner a glass of wine, or better yet, all of the above, because these things are going to de-escalate this potential fight and turn it into where you're nurturing each other. Here's the important part. For this to work, both of you need to let down your egos, consider the other person's perspective, and both of you need to make concessions. Happy couples repair early and often, and they use many strategies, both verbal and nonverbal, to repair. And if you think this is too much work, think again. Repair attempts are simple, they're straightforward, and within minutes save you so much time and effort and heartache. And if you want to take your repair attempts up a notch, please give the gift that keeps on giving to your couple intimacy and satisfaction. Give each other the Melba app to explore your sensuality and rediscover your pleasure with all their immersive experiences. With over 400,000 satisfied couples, the best part for you is you get to try Melba for free. Well, I hope you found that helpful, and I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on how you and your partner stay close during this hectic holiday season. Remember to check out the Melba app to explore your sensuality and rediscover your pleasure, and please grab my free 5 Pleasure Secrets of Satisfied Couples handbooks. Links to the experts and the products will all be in the description. Thank you for liking and subscribing. So, did you like this podcast? Then make sure to check out this next one.